Kodak, that company with the extraordinary lack of creative vision, has perpetually advised that the proper lighting angle we should all use to make our photographs is to have the sun positioned over our own right shoulder, thereby illuminating our subjects in all the sun's direct glory. I have always found this to make the most boring, the most uninteresting, the most flat and featureless photographs of all. If I have a perfect angle of light, it is either very, very close to 90 degrees, maybe 85 degrees, so that it rakes across the subject, the golden hour of landscapes, as it were, or even better, slightly behind the subject, which is the kind of lighting that John Fishback uses with great success in this portfolio of his feather photographs. Feathers are, of course, translucent, at least a little bit. They allow some of the light to come through, and that allows him to introduce all kinds of interesting illumination, coloration, shadows, various lightness and darkness print densities, if you will, based on the translucence of layering of the feathers. His photographs are not backlit in the sense that the light doesn't come from behind and stop like a silhouetted thing, but rather it's backlit transmitted light because the light coming from behind the subject comes through the subject directly to illuminate it. It is, without question, one of my favorite kinds of photographic light. So much can be done. Because in one sense, we're actually photographing the light rather than the object. I suppose in a strictly physics sense, that's always the case, even if the light bounces off of the subject and reflects back into the camera lens. Somehow it's a more direct angle, isn't it, when we photograph the light that comes through an object into the camera lens. The object itself, by allowing the light to be transmitted through it, influences the light and changes what we see so that we can observe the object. But the light in these photographs is fundamentally different than the light that reflects off a subject. And whenever I have a choice, it's my first option in compositions.